From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Times Union reports two COVID-19 deaths this week from unvaccinated Columbia County residents under the age of 60. Currently, there are more coronavirus cases in Columbia County since the days when only a few were vaccinated. Columbia County Health Director Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "I think that's a function of people doing their summer get-togethers and the contagiousness of the Delta variant. It's also the case that the majority of the positives are still among the unvaccinated," end quote. Meanwhile, the Daily Freeman reports that Dutchess County announced another coronavirus death on September 7th, the eighth in 6 days. There have been 26 coronavirus deaths there since the beginning of August. Between May and August, Dutchess County reported just 5 deaths. In Ulster County, the city of Kingston is now holding its public meetings online only due to the growing number of coronavirus cases. Ulster County reported 48 new COVID-19 cases September 6. Greene County, with a much smaller population, announced 41 new cases September 7. Albany County, with a much larger population than Greene County, announced 48 more cases September 8. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul says that New York is doing fairly well in the latest wave of COVID-19 cases. While hospitals in some parts of the country are overwhelmed with patients, New York currently has 36% of hospital beds available and 26% of intensive care units open. Hochul said at a New York City news conference, and I quote, "That is manageable today. They know what to do. They've done it before. We stand ready to do what we need to do to trigger more hospital capacity," end quote. Now the state is preparing to dole out booster vaccine shots beginning September 20th. Hochul said of the booster shot plan, and I quote, "We're looking very good. They don't think we're going to have any capacity issues or volume," end quote. Local health departments are getting $65 million to give out the booster shots, one part of the plan to end the pandemic. Hochul said, and I quote, "The bottom line is it's all about getting vaccinated and wearing masks. There's nothing new with how we're dealing with the next phase," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Michelle Del Rey reports in the Times Union that a fourth Democrat is running in New York's 21st congressional district, even though where the district lines are drawn is still a mystery. Matt Castelli, a former CIA officer and counterterrorism official, announced September 8th he is vying to take on Republican incumbent Elise Stefanik. Castelli was director for counterterrorism at the National Security Council under the administration of President Barack Obama and Donald Trump, and before that, a CIA officer based in Afghanistan and Iraq. Castelli says he is running to, and I quote, "prioritize country before party and create better economic health and education outcomes in North Country communities," end quote. Castelli said he decided to run after Stefanik wrongly attempted to blame Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the right-wing attempt to overthrow the United States earlier this year. Stefanik incorrectly said, and I quote, "The American people deserve to know the truth that Nancy Pelosi bears responsibility as Speaker of the House for the tragedy that occurred on January 6th," end quote. Stefanik participated in the attempted overthrow by voting against certifying the free and fair Electoral College vote. Matthew Puttorti, a lawyer from Whitehall, New York, Wilton resident Ezra Watson, and Bridget Birdie Farrell from Saratoga Springs have also announced they are running for the congressional seat. Redistricting, however, won't set the lines of the district until later this year. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.